In the book of Isaiah, I was reading the prophet Isaiah last week, and there's really not one chapter you can say, this is a, because you can go chapter to chapter and say, this is a great chapter. This is a great chapter. Well, one of the many great chapters from the prophet Isaiah is chapter 51. And one of the things that I love about chapter 51, and you see this in some other chapters too, but in chapter 51, it just seems like it is over the top clear. But you see that God is speaking, obviously, through the prophet Isaiah. So Isaiah is speaking, but he's speaking words that come directly from God to the people, to the nation of Israel, but it's also truth for us today. And one of the things that really captures my attention in Isaiah chapter 51 is the number of times in this chapter. So it's a chapter that is 23 verses long. And the number of times in this chapter that Isaiah says, God says through Isaiah, listen to me, or hear, or words like awake and listen. So this is a chapter where clearly God is trying to get our attention and making sure, stop looking at the world. Stop looking at things in your life. Okay, just take a minute. Listen to me. Listen to the truth I have and the good news that I have. Now, the entire chapter of Isaiah 51, the chapter that is the chapters that are before it, in chapter 49, God is speaking through Isaiah about the servant, and then he's also speaking about the restoration of Israel. He talks about, in chapter 50, he talks about Israel's sin and the servant's obedience. And now here in chapter 51, he's talking about the everlasting salvation for Zion. He's talking about everlasting salvation that comes through Jesus Christ and the everlasting salvation that's going to come. So he's trying to get the people's attention and understand, this is the plan that I have, and this is what's coming. Here's what is, but here's what's coming. And he wants to make sure that he has their attention. Listen. Listen to me, my people. Hear me. If you count the number of times that he says, listen to me, or hear me, or awake, in other words, let me have your attention, it's astonishing how many times in this chapter you see phrases, either those phrases or phrases just like that. You know, any time that you're reading something and you hear something repeated more than once, it's a pretty good indication that we should stop and probably take some notice of what's being said, because it's probably important. If God himself is saying, listen, listen to me, now listen to me, pay it, hear what I'm saying, it gives indication that this is pretty important, what he is saying and how he's saying it. So Isaiah chapter 51, it starts off by saying, well, what do you expect? It starts off by saying, listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Now, as you go through the entire chapter 51, you're going to see many different references. He speaks about good news. He speaks about the coming. You can see that these are references talking about the coming of the Messiah, the coming of his son, the coming of Jesus Christ. And he makes it clear that the coming of Jesus Christ is for freedom and for our liberties. And he wants us to hear and to know these things. He wants the nation of Israel to hear and to know these things even before Jesus comes. You stop and you think about, you know, we talk about the Christmas stories, you know, the stories that talk about the birth of Jesus Christ. And one of the things that's astounding to us when we read that story is here you see Herod, who is the king. He is the king over the nation of Israel at the time. And we know that we see these wise men that come from the east, and they come because they saw the star. They come because they understood that the king of the Jews was born. They understood that the Messiah had come. And when they came and they met with Herod, Herod is asking, and he's asking his experts, and he's asking them information. You have to ask yourself, why did Herod not know? Why did the people of Israel not know? Herod had to ask his experts, you know, those who were the keepers of the word. He had to ask them, what was the background? Where is the king supposed to come from? Where is this Messiah supposed to come from? The amazing thing is that so many people didn't even know, were not watching, didn't even see. This is the nation of Israel. All of these things that have been spoken, it's not like they didn't have the word. It's not like they were didn't know what was going to happen. God told them again and again and again. He spoke to them what was going to happen. And yet, even when it happened, they were not ready and they were not prepared for it. They didn't see it coming. Those who were not from the nation of the Jews, those who were not God's chosen people, those who were these magi from the east, they knew and they understood. How did Israel not know? How was Israel not prepared? You know, the even greater startling fact is that you can see that there had been a growing awareness of this. If you look at the history of Israel in the two centuries that lead up to the time of the birth of Christ, you will see there was a growing anticipation for Messiah. You could see there was a growing looking, and you could see there was several different individuals who rose up who people thought were going to be the Messiah. If you look at the Essenes, who were one of the branches of the priests, you had the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Essenes. They were one of the branches of the priests who broke off from the entire temple area because they felt like the Pharisees, who had then become the keepers of the temple and taken care of all the rituals, the temple rituals, they felt like they were so abhorrent and so much unrighteousness in them that they totally broke off and started their own. And you can see by their writings, when you read the writings of the Essenes, they were there looking for Messiah. Read their writings and you can see that they were looking for Messiah. There was a hunger for Messiah for like the 200 years right before Jesus came. The people were looking. How is it then that they did not know when Jesus actually came? This is the startling thing, and this is why when you read things like this in Isaiah chapter 51, it's amazing because God is even saying to the nation of Israel, listen, hear me, awake, listen, be aware, here's what's coming. And again, throughout Isaiah chapter 51, he's talking about the good news. And what he's talking about is things that are already done for us. He's talking about promises that are already ours. He's talking about freedom that belongs to us. He's telling the nation of Israel, this is what's coming. This is what is to come. He wants Israel to wake up. So in this very first verse that we're looking in, verse number 1 of Isaiah 51, listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, who seek the Lord. Look to the rock, from which you were cut, and of the quarry from which you were hewn. Boy, if you want to know what Isaiah is going to be talking about in this chapter, chapter 51, I think that spells it out pretty clearly right there, just in that first chapter. The first thing God says is, okay, I need your attention. People, my people, listen, I need your attention. I need you to hear this. If you are those who are following after righteousness and justice, if you have a heart for righteousness. In other words, if you have a heart for me and my ways and for justice, and if you are seeking and inquiring, and if you have a need, you require and you have an inherent soul need for the goodness of the Lord and for righteousness. If you have a need for these things, if you are cut from the rock, are you guys not talking about Jesus Christ? And we know from the new covenant that Jesus is the rock. And that we are pieces of the rock. As believers in Jesus Christ, we are small pieces that are cut from the rock of Jesus Christ. God is telling his people here. He's giving them ample. Listen to me. Listen, wake up. Wake up. I need your attention. Stop your spiritual sleep. I need your attention. Listen to me. Hear what I'm saying. Here's the good news that is coming. In the Amplified Bible, that first verse reads this way. Hearken to me, you who follow after righteousness and justice, you who seek and inquire of and require the Lord. For those of you who require, you need the Lord. You are looking for righteousness, claiming him by necessity and by right. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole in the quarry from which you were dug. That statement right there, that first line of Isaiah, that first verse in Isaiah chapter 51, that should be enough to wake up the nation of Israel. But you know what? It should also be something that is a wake-up call to us as well, because this is who we are. All these things that the prophet Isaiah is speaking to his people here in Isaiah 51, all of these things that he is saying and speaking, these are things that are truth for us. These are things that are already done and established for us. And so when we read through chapter 51, we should be encouraged and strengthened, knowing that we have all these things that are promised. We walk in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of Jesus Christ, not because of anything you've done to earn it, not because of anything you've done to achieve it, other than you accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ. And because of that, we are those who are the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and we should be pursuing that righteousness, pursuing Jesus Christ in our lives, so that the people around us know what is right. The people around us know what is righteous. That they have then that same hunger, that same yearning, that same desire. And you know what the truth of the matter is? Even the people in your life, even those who are in your life that would say, well, I just don't believe in Jesus Christ. Or they might be agnostic, they might be atheist, whatever it is. Even those who claim that they disavow and they disbelieve Jesus Christ inside themselves, they will deny it till the end, but they are created by God. They are created by God, formed by His hand. He breathed life into them, and He saw the lives, their lives that He created. He saw their lives, and He saw all the things He was going to do with their lives. And He created them with the desire to serve Him. We are created as His creation. We will only find fulfillment in Him. Now, it's deception that has led us to the place where we rejected God, we turned our backs on God, and where we walk away from Jesus Christ or deny Jesus Christ. All of us were at that point at some time in our lives. We were all at that point. But deep inside of you, so you are a believer now. At some point along the way, you were not a believer. At some point, you had to make that conscious choice. You had to make that choice with your very mind and your very soul to believe in faith that Jesus Christ died for your sins and paid the price for your sins. Now, before you made that choice, maybe even 2 minutes before you made that choice, you might have been telling yourself that I do not need Jesus, I do not need God, and I do not want God. You might have even denied the existence, the reality of Jesus Christ. But even when you were there in that existence of denying Jesus Christ, clearly there was a part of you that wanted Jesus, that needed Jesus. That is just what Isaiah said here. To seek, to inquire, to require the Lord. There was a part of you that you knew required Jesus Christ. At some level, every person knows that. Even when you were denying Jesus Christ, you still desired Jesus Christ. You required Jesus and you desired Jesus. You needed Jesus and you knew you needed Jesus. Even though your natural mind and the flesh rejected it, you still knew. Well, that same thing is true for every single person that has not yet made that choice for Jesus Christ. Every single one of those people, at some level, they are created with the desire, the want, the need for Jesus Christ. Prophet Isaiah here in chapter 51, my time slipped away. The prophet Isaiah here in chapter 51, this is a wake-up call that he has for the nation of Israel. And if we will read it and listen to it and hear it, it still is a wake-up call for us today, because he's talking about the things that you and I have now in Jesus Christ. Let's awake, let's listen, let's hear, and let's walk in the fullness of all those things he has. And we'll look at that more tomorrow.